Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast, where you'll learn tips, tricks, and strategies to help you gain clarity, find purpose, live boldly, and defeat the drama in leadership and life. Host Kirsten E. Ross is known to many as the drama-free queen. She is the undisputed expert of transformation. She'll move you from resigned, resentful, and overwhelmed to focused, engaged, and empowered.
Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast. I'm Kirsten Rush, your host, and this is episode number 92. Drama zaps energy and shifts focus away from where it needs to be. So let's work to defeat some drama now. Today's episode is sponsored by Pillar Social Media. They create, manage, and grow brands on the social web. They've done some great work on the internet and done some stuff for me. Go check them out if you need anything done with a Facebook page, Twitter, YouTube videos, a blog, a website, an app, anything that you need internet related. There, you can find them at pillarsocialmedia.com. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about 6 strategies to stop interruptions and find your focus. You know, I really find that most people in the workplace today are being asked to produce more and more. In the meantime, technology has kept us connected 24/7. Coworkers and clients expect quick turnaround for their questions or issues, whether big or small. I've heard it more than once. How can I get any work done when all I do is go to meetings and deal with issues? The reality is you need uninterrupted time to focus and to do your best work. Here are a few strategies that have worked well for my clients over the years. So first, you know, usually the number one step I have them do is pay attention to the interruptions. So what can you do about them? What do people need? Are there some reoccurring questions? If there are, create an FAQ or a contact list. Document those things that are reoccurring. So let the past questions predict their future needs and provide the answers in another way. Get those answers out of your possession and accessible without your time. That usually helps more than you would imagine. All right, number 2. Are you inundated with emails? Is there a way for you to ask coworkers to adapt a subject line, like certain phrases or clues, to let you know the content of the email? This will help you quickly determine if it's something that you can look at now and take action on, or if it's something that can go into a folder to review later. So ask that they include a deadline too, where appropriate. It will make prioritizing your emails much easier. So here are some examples that you might want to consider. So have them put FYI. So this is just a for your information. This could be FYI, this is what's going on in a department. FYI, this is something that I just had a conversation about. Just kind of FYI, keep it in the background just in case you need to know. A specific deadline for something. A decision. If they need a decision from you or input on a decision, then they can put that in the subject. Or discussion. Hey, we're in the midst of a discussion. So discussion, you know the deadline, like when the discussion's ending, how long you have to provide your input. So those are just a few quick little examples of subject lines that you might want to consider so that you know, does this go into a folder for later? Is this something real hot topic? Red flag it. I got to hit this right away. Number 3, do you feel like you're always in meetings? When you first started working, it probably felt like a privilege to be included in a meeting. But the farther you travel up the ladder, the more your time is monopolized them, isn't it? So start asking what the purpose of the meeting is ahead of time. Do you really need to be there? Is there another way to get the update? Are the topics they will be discussing relevant to you? Do they need you for a decision? What value can you add? If you aren't adding value or someone else can go in your place, don't go. You know, just because someone invited you to the meeting doesn't necessarily obligate you to go to the meeting. Of course, it depends on the who and the what they're going to be doing. But don't just automatically assume that you have to go just because you're invited. And then keep that time for more important things. If you're the one calling the meeting, listen to episode number 91 if you haven't already and evaluate whether you need to keep having that meeting. Number 4, carve out focus time each week or every other week, once a month, whatever you can manage. Put it in your calendar and hold it sacred. Create some sort of visible cue for your coworkers to let them know that they cannot interrupt you unless there is a true emergency. I've had clients make signs for their doors. They've placed a flag on the side of a cubicle if they were working in an open work environment. Just some visible cue. I mean, even if you just put a post-it note there, like, hey, if you guys see this sign or this message or this balloon up in the air, that means I am focusing really hard on a project and please don't interrupt me unless it's a huge emergency. You know, otherwise people don't know. They think you're just available because you're in your office and they're going to be peppering you with those ad hoc questions that aren't necessarily all that important. Number 5, schedule a specific time for emails and voicemails. So if possible, answer emails and voicemails at certain times rather than letting it punctuate every moment of every day. You know, I don't know if you're laptop gives you a little ding or some sort of noise every time, but oh man, it's just a constant pull. Let me see what's going on. There are some roles I get that won't lend themselves to this, but if you can, check emails 2 or 3 times per day. You can even let people know that that's what you'll be doing so they know not to expect an immediate response. Most people understand that you're doing it to create focus and they'll be fine with it. Number 6, create specific office hours for ad hoc questions. So if you've made yourself 100% convenient for people, they'll just pop in at all hours of the day with their questions. Often they're not even that urgent. It's just something they need to discuss. By creating office hours for questions and conversations, you will train people to hold the non-urgent matters to those specific times. You'll enjoy a lot more focus time immediately. So those are the 6 quick strategies. I hope that you're able to implement at least a few of them and find, capture, recommit yourself to having that extra focus time each week. And my hope is that you can find a little bit of focus time each day. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? So I hope these tips have helped. If you need anything, just contact me. Go to defeatthedrama.com, click on that podcast site and submit your question. You can either submit a question and I'll provide customized solutions on a future episode for your current drama challenges, either in your work or in your life, or shoot me a message and just say, hey, Kirsten, we need to talk. I've been doing this for over 20 years, and it is my privilege and passion to help people remove all the junk that stands in their way so they can be who they were made to be. So if that's you, give me a shout. Let's have a conversation and see how I can help. So until next time, make it a great day.